This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Startup India program is not just a scheme but a rainbow vision that connects diverse sectors with new opportunities. Addressing an event marking a decade of Startup India on National Startup Day in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said the Startup India mission has become a revolution in just 10 years, fostering a new culture across the country. The Prime Minister said, courage is essential for enterprise, praising the youth for taking risks, and noted that risk-taking, once discouraged, is now respected in the country.
पहले देश में risk-taking को discourage किया जाता था, लेकिन आज risk-taking mainstream बन गया है. मंथली सैलरी से आगे सोचने वाले को अब केवल एक्सेप्ट ही नहीं, अब उसे रिस्पेक्ट किया जाता है. जिन रिस्क टेकिंग आइडियाज को पहले लोग फ्रिंज मानते थे, वो अब फैशन बन रहा है.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो लॉडेड द रोल ऑफ वुमेन इन द स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम, नोटिंग दैट ओवर 45% ऑफ रिकॉग्नाइज्ड स्टार्टअप्स इन इंडिया हैव एटलीस्ट वन फीमेल डायरेक्टर और पार्टनर. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also visited the exhibition area at the event and interacted with exhibitors. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, in the last decade, a big change has been brought in the startup ecosystem under the leadership of Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal and Assam beginning today. On the first day of his visit, Prime Minister will flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati Kamakhya at Malda Town Railway Station and Guwahati Kamakhya Howrah virtually. Developed to meet the growing transportation needs of modern India, the fully air-conditioned Vande Bharat sleeper train is set to offer passengers an airline-like travel experience at economical fares. He will also lay the foundation stone of multiple rail and road infrastructure projects worth more than 3,250 crore rupees in a public function at Malda, West Bengal. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of four major railway projects in West Bengal. This includes the new rail line between Balurghat and Hili, next generation freight maintenance facilities at New Jalpaiguri, upgradation of the Siliguri loco shed and modernization of Vande Bharat train maintenance facilities in Jalpaiguri district. Prime Minister will further virtually flag off four new Amrit Bharat Express trains in Malda. Later in the evening, he will participate in Vagurambha Dhav 2026, a historic cultural event celebrating the rich heritage of the Bodo community in Guwahati, Assam. On the second day of the visit, Mr. Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees in Kaliabor, Assam. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains between Guwahati and Rohtak and Dibrugarh and Lucknow. On the same day, Prime Minister will visit Singur, Hooghly in West Bengal, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and launch various development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a prosecution complaint against Managing Trustee and Chancellor of Al Falah University, Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, and others under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. The agency said the complaint was filed before a PMLA court in connection with the alleged generation and laundering of proceeds of crime linked to Al Falah Charitable Trust, Al Falah University, and allied institutions in Haryana. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 32 runs at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai, chasing a target of 183 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru. Gujarat Giants could manage to score 150 for 10 in 18.5 overs. Bharti Phoolmali was the highest scorer for Gujarat Giants, who made 39 of 20 balls. For Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Shreyanka Patil scalped 5 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.